Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. 3 weeks from today will be Christmas Eve. Will you be ready? Beginning yesterday, we are walking together very intentionally these next 21 days toward Christmas. This year, our Christmas journey will be like walking across a stream without a bridge, stepping on rocks, balancing long enough on each rock to deeply reflect and consider carefully our next step. Each day, we'll consider a Christmas question. And if you have a question you'd like me to consider, please email it to me. Yesterday, we began with this question, why Christmas? And using Jeremiah chapter 2, I suggested that Christmas is God's response to the mess humanity has made of the perfect creation God made in Genesis chapter 1 when he created our universe, our planet, and the human race. Today, let's consider this question. What is Christmas? Now, that may seem ridiculous to some of you, especially if you are a Christian and have celebrated a Christian Christmas for many years. But if you are among the other 7+ billion people of our world, it might be that you view Christmas very differently than how Almighty God views Christmas. For most people in our world, Christmas is a season of each year for generosity and gift-giving and enjoyment of friends and family through parties and gatherings intended to bring encouragement and joy to those attending. Most people will expend some effort and probably some finances, maybe significant finances, in bringing happiness to other people through Christmas cards and gifts or special gatherings or even travel to be together. For a great many people in our world, Christmas has little, if any, spiritual value, and happiness is the measurement of Christmas success. Would you agree? But the true answer to our question today, what is Christmas, is told in the biblical story found in Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. Christmas is the miraculous incarnation of God into our human race as Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. The prelude to this remarkable, miraculous event is found in Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 80, and the very significant events immediately following the birth of the baby in Bethlehem are found in Matthew 2 and Luke chapter 2. Incarnation is not a word we use very often in normal, everyday conversation, is it? The dictionary says incarnation is a person who embodies in the flesh a deity, spirit, or an abstract quality. The miracle of Christmas is the incarnation of God into our human race, which means God took on human flesh and lived among the human race here on planet Earth. The two accounts found in Matthew and Luke tell us this miracle of incarnation happened as the Holy Spirit of God impregnated a young Jewish virgin named Mary. Every pregnancy is a miracle, but in her case, there was no human man involved in Mary's pregnancy, thus a miracle unlike any other. And therefore, this miracle child born to Mary was God in human flesh. He was given the name Jesus because Mary and her fiancé Joseph were both instructed by God through an angel to give her child that name. When the angel visited Joseph, Mary's fiancé, these words were God's explanation and instructions to Joseph. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1. Mary received the shocking news from the angel Gabriel, and he told her, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1. Now, my friends, this miraculous conception, pregnancy, and birth is the very centerpiece of Christmas. It is a miracle never before or since repeated. No other person has ever lived who can claim to be God in human flesh. While every other religion or spirituality has had a leader, none other than Jesus Christ have ever claimed or been acclaimed to be God incarnate. Only Jesus. And only the true Christianity built on Jesus Christ is God's divine provision to humanity. Now, I urge you to pause and ponder that, for it means that every other religion or spiritual system is man-made and man-reliant and is not God's provision for deliverance from the mess of our world, which we discussed yesterday, is the reason for Christmas. You see, my friends, as God watched our human race derail and spin out of control into the mess of wickedness and self-destruction, it seems to me God had only three options. First option, destroy all that he had created wonderful and start all over. Second option, do nothing and allow all creation to self-destruct in our selfishness. Third option, God himself come into the mess and bring God's hope, God's help, God's answers to any and all who would desire a relationship with God and a new life rescued from the mess, both in this life and for all eternity. Tomorrow we'll discuss in more detail our third Christmas question, who is the Jesus of Christmas? But in closing today, let's consider that this miracle of incarnation is explained by John the disciple, a close friend of Jesus, with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, that's Jesus Christ, was with God in the beginning, John chapter 1. It means Jesus, God the Son, is fully God, and he was there in eternity past, at the beginning of all things, with God the Father, before anything that was created existed. John continues, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from God the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. John and many other people were eyewitnesses of this almost unexplainable miracle, the incarnation of God into human flesh. John continues his explanation with these words, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. 1 John chapter 1. Naturally, both in the first century and in every generation since, the incarnation is a miracle most people disregard or outright reject as foolishness. But John the disciple wants us to know that he saw God incarnate, Jesus, and touched him, and walked the roads of Israel with him for 3 years, and heard him speak, and was eyewitness to his miracles. Matthew, another of his disciples, wants us to know this incarnation, hard-to-believe miracle, is why Jesus would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. So, our second Christmas question, what is Christmas, calls you and me and every person to make a decision, a choice. Is the miraculous incarnation of God into human flesh actually a historical fact, or is it a myth, foolishness? What is your answer, my friend? And by the way, your answer is the key to the type of life you will live here on earth during your lifetime, and also the key to where you will spend eternity, and we'll look more into that in our journey to Christmas. For today, may I urge you to talk with God and declare to God either your confidence that the incarnation is true, or your doubts and your questions. And here's another great Christmas song to help us consider the incarnation of God. Is it real? And is it the what of Christmas?